Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Peter Saxon, welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's an honour to be on your show.
Your wife woke up early on Thursday morning, woke you up and told you about what Facebook had done. What did you do?
Well, the first thing I did was try and get a couple of extra bits of sleep. And then she sort of poked me again and said, shouldn't you have a look at your own website and your own Facebook page and see if it's there? Oh, so I leapt out of bed, rushed to the computer, and to my great relief, it had been taken offline like everybody else. So I thought, oh, isn't that great? We've joined the ranks of important news outlets.
Of course.
Just like 2GB and 9 News and all of that. So that's what I thought of it, and I thought that they'd shot themselves in the foot badly.
You're still offline, are you?
Yeah, as far as I know. I haven't even bothered looking at it today. I can just check it on the computer now and see if I am.
So because they've admitted that they did make a mistake pulling other pages offline, but by the sound of it, most of the pages they pulled out offline, it was an intentional process.
Yeah, well, we're a news site.
Yeah.
A very esoteric one in that we're involved in radio broadcasting, so we're an industry news site. We're not, a gossip site. We're a news site about the business of radio. So we're pretty small in that basis, but yes, we were taken offline. So I guess it big notes us a bit. But the going on to the charities and the NGOs and the government departments and all those things that you mentioned and your listeners mentioned, that really was a bad move. I don't think it was intentional. If it was, their PR department should be shot.
Yeah, but they basically rubbed everyone in Australia up the wrong way. And in essence, they've also, as a matter of definition, rubbed up everyone around the world the wrong way. And they've picked the wrong country to pick a fight with you, right? Explain that for us.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're a plucky little country, always have been. And we don't like foreigners, especially those that reportedly pay less than about 2.6% tax in this country, calling the shots and telling us what to do.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is where Facebook has vastly misunderstood the situation, that if you want to pull this kind of bullying off, you have to have the populace on your side. You can't do it if the whole nation is against you. And the first thing they've done is they've managed to unite Labor and Liberal and every other party together. I haven't heard any dissent from anybody saying, oh, maybe you're running this the wrong way with Facebook. No, they're not. We're all saying, hey, we love your service and all of that, but don't take us over. And we're pretty miffed that, you've sort of tried to make yourself essential and then pull the rug from under us,
Yeah.
People aren't happy about that.
No.
And that's why we're the wrong country.
Yeah, and they're such bullies. You know, the way they've reacted to this, instead of continuing their discussions with the Treasurer and trying to work out a middle ground, and maybe there wasn't a middle ground, I don't know, but those discussions, according to Josh Frydenberg, were still underway, but they've decided to jump the gun and basically erase major Australian content from the page. This whole argument, though, about whether they need to pay for news, I'm sorry, once you start making advertising dollars from what is on your page, and if that includes news, you've got to pay the newsroom.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Well, that's the thing that is at the fundamental to the whole question. And I go back to the fact that radio stations have been in pitch battle with the record companies for yonks. They aren't anymore because it's gone into this streaming business. People aren't buying records anymore. But from the 1960s right through to about 10 years ago, they did. And radio and the record companies always argued to radio that said, look, we make the records. We have the copyright. You guys should pay us to play the records. And the radio stations say, yeah, but, you know, you wouldn't sell records pretty much if we didn't play them. And it's true.
Yeah.
Without the airplay, they would. Now, it went to court, and I was on the periphery of one of these court cases some years ago, and it came down to the judge sort of, when his summation said, you know what, this is a little bit like the kid who gets a cricket set for Christmas, and he goes down to the Oval, and he's hitting this ball up and down and chasing his own ball and all of that, and then these other kids turn up, and they say, oh, mate, oh, can we come and play cricket with you? And the kid says, yeah, but it'll cost you a dollar each. And they have a bit of money about that. But the judge then said that the fact of the matter is that that kid owns the bat and ball.
Yeah.
It's his property. And in the end, he can take that bat and ball and go home if that's what he wants to do. And even if he's cutting off his nose to spite his face, it's his nose, it's his face, and that's that. So, of course, they did come to the bargaining table. But in the end, radio pays the record companies. You know, to do. But this is a very different thing. The thing is that the shoe is now on the other foot. And what they don't realise at Facebook is that, no, they haven't been this great thing that radio was for the record industry. There's no question that they did so. But Facebook hasn't actually grown the market, right? The radio stations and news outlets got onto Facebook because their competitors were on Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is not the same thing. And what we've learned in Australia is that this is not a good thing when you get ticket clippers, if that is what I call them. Uber Eats and Menulog and some of those are a good example. You know, if you go and talk to the little mom-and-pop restaurants who got onto this delivery phenomenon, they say, well, it hasn't helped us at all. At first, we didn't get onto it, but our neighbour did, and they got all the business we didn't, so we got onto it too. But when everybody's on it, everything evens out again. So there's no competitive advantage. But they look around and somebody's taking 30% out of their business.
Yes.
You know, what is wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
So that's what is happening, because the reality is that Facebook has taken a huge chunk of advertising out of the Australian market. Now, some of it, yes, they deserve, because some of the product that is new, it's innovative, and it's a great way to keep family and friends up to date with what you're doing and what, you know, the dog ate yesterday. But it's now to a point where it has got into the society so much and around the world that it's become a menace.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, we were here at this point, everybody's forgotten about that because it's all moved on, about 2 weeks ago with Google, which is in fact bigger than Facebook. And Google was about to pull up its, take its bat and ball and go home until a company called Microsoft came along and said, oh, well, if you're going to leave $4.8 billion on the table here in Australia, we'll do it,
yep.
We'll take them over, and we'll comply with all the laws and regulations the Australians want us to, right? And it's funny what a little bit of what they call buyer's tension does to a negotiation. Google folded, said, no, we're right, we'll come to a deal, and has done a deal.
Yep, they did a complete U-turn because of competition. And the situation with Facebook is they're at the moment running a monopoly and they think they can get away with it. I think they've misread this incredibly. Yep. And it's not as if they can't afford to pay for the news, Peter. No. But anyway, that's another question and another discussion. But, mate, thank you very much. I'm glad you wrote what you wrote. They've picked on the wrong country and you are dead right. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much, Chris. Take care.
Good on you. From Radio Info. That's Peter Saxon, managing editor. He's right. They picked on the wrong mob. What did he think?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.